the federal government, this is the National Cancer Institute, which is part of the Department of Health, it's part of the federal government, you know, for the last month and a half, all we've been doing is listening to what Donald Trump has to say, and the media have been completely, you know, just fascinated with all of this. And at the same time, the government announces that that marijuana is a good thing to work with for symptoms of cancer, and it's even gone further. This is from their website. Cannabinoids may be useful in treating the side effects of cancer and cancer treatment. This, they've never even admitted that before. Other possible effects of cannabinoids include A, anti-inflammatory activity, B, blocking cell growth, C, preventing the growth of blood vessels that supply tumors, D, antiviral activity, and E, relieving muscle spasms caused by muscular sclerosis. It also advises that, this is a quote on their website, cannabinoids are useful in treating cancer and its side effects by smoking, eating it in a baked product, drinking herbal teas, or even spraying it under the tongue. Nowhere on the website does the government say that cannabis causes cancer. Now, many people believe that cannabis causes cancer because we've been told that for the last 50 years. This is the government actually admitting, and not putting in a big press release or announcing it or anything, just putting it on the website, and then people started reading the website and finding this. And this is a big deal. This is a major thing because marijuana is a Schedule I drug. A Schedule I drug, one of the things that makes it a Schedule I drug is that there's no medical value. Now, the government is saying that there is a medical value, and yet it's a Schedule I drug. This is the end of it, as far as I'm concerned.
But what is next regarding federal attitudes towards marijuana? Because it's one thing to have, granted it is a federal authority, but it is a health institute acknowledging the medical value of cannabis. It's something else for the federal government to actually do something about it in terms of legislation. What do you think will be next? Or has anybody reacted to this who has the capacity or the power to do anything?
Well, you know, as we've been talking about in the last few months, there are bills now in both houses of Congress that asked to end the Schedule I and make it a Schedule II drug so that research can be done. That's what a Schedule II drug is that research can be done on it. So there are bills in Congress. There are more sponsors all the time for either bill, both in the Senate and the House. I know that our own Representative Paulus, has been very supportive. In fact, he has initiated some of these things. And it's going to take the federal government, it's going to take Congress. It's going to take Congress to change the designation and end this once and for all. And the government has to do this. It can't say on a government website that there's medical value and then say it's a Schedule I drug. I think the best part of this, I think, is that the cannabinoid that inhibits cancer cells that they found out is THC. THC.
And that is the much vilified THC that also induces that high that people
it
feel
also induces the high. So anti-pot advocates are willing to spend billions of dollars to keep everyone from getting this high, and yet the high is the thing that we're finding might be a battle against cancer that would change the whole idea of the way we fight cancer, because right now it's mostly through chemotherapy and radiation. And I can only imagine that big pharma companies are now trying to think, wow, we've got to separate the high from the THC, because we definitely wouldn't want anyone to have a good time while they were healing. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. This is big news, and it should be bigger.
Well, if the federal government doesn't take action or make any moves around marijuana before 2016, are we still likely to see a lot more states having some type of legalization of marijuana on their ballots?
I think that's going to happen no matter what. And that's going to put, because there's already a couple of states I can't say which ones they are right now that already have ballot issues. They've got the campaigns going, and they've already got the signatures that they need. And that's going to happen in more states. As information like this comes out, it'll happen in more states because more people are going to know about this. And so I think that that's going to push things even faster. I think the Congress is going to have to act on this. It's going to have to act probably before 2016. If it doesn't, it's going to keep coming up.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly. And you can catch Leland Rucker here at KGNU Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.